Blog Talk Radio.
Presents Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip Saturday, November 30th in Clearwater, Florida. The Grudge Pro Mod race is the headline race as Mike Hill from the ATL versus Mike Scrivino from the MIA. It's the pine trees versus the palm trees. Who's the baddest? Plus, there will be an anything on 28th and 29th shootout with $3,000 up for grabs. W's okay. No Willie Bars. The Grudge Inc. National Extreme 29's champion, Lil Rick, will be in the house. And on deck, it's Cole Killer and Scotty G, Grudge Inc.'s newest member and national record holder, plus many more. And last but not least, the top sportsman national champ will be on the line. Running for the title is Stone Cold, Baldy, Timothy Hall, and many more. Gates open at 10 a.m., races at 3 p.m., spectators $20, age 10 and under free. It's all going down as Grudge Inc. presents The Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th. For more info, contact T5 at 954-275-0396 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
All right, everybody, again, this Monday Night Madness, Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. It's November the 18th. And, man, we had some good things to happen this weekend. We had some bad things to happen this weekend. We're going to get back to them. First of all, y'all know Big Low and the gang, Crew Chief, are looking for y'all to show up and support them down in Clearwater, Florida. That's a few minutes outside of Tampa. You know, if you can't make it, give them a call. Let them know. You know, Big Low will be a little traveling this year. So y'all make sure that y'all let them know if you can't make it. And if you can make it, come on out, support them, have a good time. I tell you, we got some video. I went down to the racetrack last Wednesday. They have Grudge Night on Wednesday night. And this happened to be the coldest night in Florida. It got down in the 50s that particular night that we were there. We got a chance to talk to a lot of the guys, man. They're excited about the Grudge Inc. coming into town. They're excited about the Grudge races that they're hearing about. So, you know, believe me, when you go to Clearwater, Florida, if you're outside of the state of Florida, you're a celebrity. So y'all need to come on down and check that out. The track is a real nice track. We had it used to be a quarter mile track, and you know, they reduced it down to an eighth of a mile track now. And concrete barriers, you know, plenty of parking all over the place. It sits also got a round track, a paved round track right beside it. And, I mean, the facility is nice. The guy that, can't think of his name at the moment, but his first name is Robert. I can't think of his last name. But anyway, y'all need to check that out. Come down if you can. You know, give them guys some support. Give them a call. You need to come where the weather is good at. Also, that's the, you know, that Mike Hill, the boy wonder from Georgia, is going back to try to redeem himself. Mike Hill is running Mike Savino. It's the Battle of the Mikes. And Savino, I think, is up 2-0 over Mike Hill. And, you know, it is a grudge race. It's their money on the line. And I know one time they did it in, it just may be the second time. Because I remember them doing it in South Georgia. And but my mind is telling me they may have done it somewhere else. I'm not sure. But anyway, also, so that's the Big Low and the Battle of the Mikes, crew chief, and the guys out of Florida call themselves now the Hit Squad. The Hit Squad consists of T5, Fast by Gas, and Big Low. So y'all need to come on down and holler at them for a little bit. Also, there was some state belt that changed hands this weekend. Texas, we all had, you know, I know myself, thought that the Texas back half belt had been locked down. Come to find out that the former holder of it, Birdman, that Turbo 19 early 80s built car, retook the Texas Extreme Championship from the high of the Jekyll and Hyde team this weekend. Also, a little later, we're going to have Tree Man. If y'all don't know Tree Man, Tree Man is a pro mod out of Texas. And the way it was explained to me, that Tree Man had been letting Birdman being the back ass, flip up on him, and that's how Birdman has been getting all this reputation. Now, Tree Man, because he's been flipping up on Mars. Now, Tree Man do have a extremely fast Pro Mod, very nice looking car. Y'all need to look it up on the internet. And he, you know, he's been dealing with some demons, and Birdman has kind of always kind of had his number. This weekend, it got put to the test, and the Hyde car said that they want to try Tree Man. So the Hyde car with three championship belts, the national back half, the Texas back half, and the South Carolina back half under their belt, took on the once wounded Tree Man Pro Mod. And that was a bad day for the Hyde car. Tree Man pulled it all together. And according to what I heard, he ran a 320. On the Hyde car and disappeared down through that. And, boy, that caused a lot of, Tree Man was just letting everybody know that he is a pro mod. He is a real pro mod. So, and Tree Man said he would come on around about 9 o'clock. So at that point, he actually is listening in, but he can't talk to after 9 Eastern time. So y'all bear with us on that. Also, Birdman got the Texas back half belt, took it back to Texas, and I'm quoting what I was told. That's where it belongs, and that's where it will stay. That's unquote. Now, for some reason, there's some issues between Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and back now, the Texas back half belt Extreme let me say that again, Extreme Belt is in Houston, Texas. That was good. Some other good racing going on. We'll let Birdman talk about that when he gets a chance to come on. Also, we're going to talk about tonight the banquet, the Grudge Racer Banquet. At this point, is being considered to be held in the Midwest, somewhere in Michigan or Chicago, Detroit or Illinois area. And a lot of the guys in the South are complaining as usual. But it comes down to that we are a racing association of men from across the country, not just the South. So we had it in Fayetteville. We have had it in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and it's time for the Midwest. So as we get more information on that, we will let you know. Again, the banquet will be held, as of now, it's planned to be held unless something major come up. And let me tell you what it depends on. It really depends on the guys in the Midwest. If they don't want to host, if they don't want the guys to come up, they don't want to host the guys and be open their arms to them, then we'll move to somewhere else. But if the guys that out of the Midwest really want to host the Grudge Banquet and welcome the guys, from all over the country coming in, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, everywhere, they have always been successful, and we anticipate this one being successful also. So that's another topic that it'll be February the 8th. Wherever it'll be held at, it'll be February the 8th. That's our annual date. And so mark that on your calendar every year. For y'all that don't know, we will have an award ceremony, and the most coveted award is the Grudge Racer of the Year. And while we're talking about that, the Grudge Racer of the Year, everybody keeps saying that there's no criteria. There is a criteria. It has been used in the past and will be used this year. There are members meaning voting people, that some are Grudge Inc., some are not Grudge Inc. around the country. They will be submitted an email. I'm telling you the process. They will be submitted an email that lists all the categories of the banquet, asking for nominees. The form may already have names on it, but the people who nominate can add and correct the ballot as far as the nominees go. Once all the nominees have been put on the ballot, the second email will go out to roughly, we send it out to about 45 people from around the country. My goal is to make sure that we get equal representation from all the regions, meaning the Southeast, the Northeast, the Midwest, and the Southwest. We try to have it equal. Out of the 45 emails that's sent out, we don't get 100% voting. We generally get back about 30. All right. But now let me tell you how it works. When those votes come back, the first round would be is to eliminate the nominees down to under each category a list of three. So if a particular category had five or six nominees, the first round of elimination would just drop each category down to three cars per category. Once that ballot is completed and ready, it will be submitted back to the same 45. And when it goes out, it asks everybody, please do not discuss, do not show. And I keep a record of everybody who voted and how they voted to show the tabulations. And each voting member can only vote for one person in each category. And the winner of each category obviously wins, you know, the award. Now, specifically talking about the Grudge Racer of the Year, I've been saying it, and I want to say it officially. There is a criteria. And let me tell you what the criteria is once again. It is the, I'm going to say your win-loss ratio, the number of wins you had, actual wins, that is a bona fide grudge race versus how many you lost. That's your win-loss ratio. The number of races you had as a whole, that's the second criteria. The third criteria is how many states that you race in. Because this is a national title, and, you know, obviously we want the champions to be nationally recognized. So the number of states in which you have raced. And then the final one is the caliber of races, the quality of the races. If you grudge race unknown people, then they would not carry as much value as a well-known, hard-competing person. Now, that this criteria will be attached to the ballot, and it's up to those people, those 45 people, probably 30 who will actually vote, who will actually use their own judgment in applying those rules and vote. When the votes come back to me, then we'll calculate it. The winners will be who the winners are, and it'll be announced at the banquet. I also want y'all to know that there is a, what I think is the most coveted, the most prestigious, called the Grudge Racer of the Year, is the most coveted, but the most prestigious award that's given out every year is a Lifetime Achievement Grudge Racer Award. And so far, we have had two winners, and we'll have a third. The first who won the Lifetime Achievement in Grudge Racing was Willie D. Dog. The second person who won was Big Drag. And the third person who will win will be announced that day. And that award is designed for people who have helped and influenced and shaped Grudge Racing over an extended period of time. And so we look forward to that. Now, moving right along, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have some questions, and I just want to make sure I get all this information out. Also, for y'all that don't know, the World Grudge Nationals, tentatively, you know, the date would still be 4th of July weekend. The tentative location at this point is Texas. The tentative director and the person that's overseeing it, acting director and overseeing it at this point, is Atomic Dog. And all these things would be made permanent or change here in the next week, coming weeks, will be made, changed out according to how the organization decides. But as of now, the date for the World Grudge National remains to be 4th of July weekend. The tentative location is in Texas. The acting director, until it's made official or changed, is Atomic Dog. We do still have full support from everybody that was in it last year, including Postdoc Joe, just for y'all that don't know. If the direction of it, if we're going to Texas, we wanted someone who could more man the area. If the location happens to change, then the director probably will happen to change, because it's obvious that we need, wherever it is to be held, we need a person on the ground, you know, in that area to make that happen. So look forward to for the active members of the World Grudge Nationals. There will be a conference call of the 25-plus teams this week, and it will be coming from Atomic Dog, so look forward to that. Now, all right, let's go to a couple other things. And then, well, before I get to that, let me open up a couple of these mics. I got a lot of folks with mics open. And so let's deal with them. Let me refresh my screen right quick. Let me get the one and only, the champ, the king, I'm sorry. The king. He tell me not to call him that no more. King Biz, how you doing?
Jay, I just want to let you know, and all the fans know, that something is over, something that came over me, I'm negative tonight. So everything come out of my mouth is going to be negative. So
okay,
let's start it off. There's no way in hell we're going to hold no banquet in Detroit. I cannot carry a firearm. I cannot conceal a weapon. I do not feel like getting stuck up.
Oh, man.
And so, therefore, I will not go to the city of Detroit. They took my main man, Kwame, and then locked him up. I am not going to Detroit. I cannot carry a firearm. Now,
I got to skip some of y'all. I seen a man out of Michigan just open his mic, just hit the one button like that. Like this. Hold on, let me see.
Oh, I can't tell you. Said Willie D. Dog. The D stands for dummy. Willie D. Dog. Now go ahead and open up
this particular call here. The button was mad so fast when you started talking like that. I don't know who it is, but it's a 313 area code 0178.
Hey, you better calm down.
Hey, man, you we got a lot of faggots over here in Detroit.
Kimo, what's going on? Kimo, I mean,
yeah.
Kimo, what is man talking about, man? I mean, I thought that having the banquet in the Midwest, man, would let the Midwest know that
we don't want no grudge banquet over here. This is a Motor City Mafia town, baby.
Oh yeah, see there go Jay. He done fought my battle. So it's all said and done. It is Esther Stone. It will be in Chicago. Thanks, Kimo. Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, everybody wants to.
Hey, listen, man. You know Kimo going to be the first one there, and then second to this.
Jay, I ain't come to the last one, so what the fuck you think I'm going to come to the other one?
So, let me ask you one question, man. You said as Motor City Mafia, and just 2 days ago you were denying that you were Motor City Mafia, man. Are you Motor City Mafia, yes or no?
Hey, listen. We're not going to let no outsider come in here and hold no banquet in our time. He's an outsider, Jay.
Okay, Kimo, I got to say this. you know, since we're talking about banquets and nomination, nominations, hey, I got a call last week. Somebody wanted to nominate some fake racists. Are you privy to that conversation?
I was on the phone.
Okay, well, enlighten the fans about who should be nominated as a fake racer this year.
Well, I'm gonna let that. I gave that man your number. He should. If he got the Grudge Inc. number, he should call in and voice his opinion. You know.
Okay.
Well, you. I mean, he told you who he wanted, but that ain't for me to do. That's for you and him to do.
Well, he told me two people he wanted to be nominated.
Okay. Well.
Okay. That's another conversation. All right. I see you ain't gonna put your main man on Front Street, so I'm gonna leave that alone. So we on one accord, we on board that the Grudge Inc. banquet will not be held in Motown. So we don't have to try to apply for a gun license.
Hey, I forgot. I forgot why Kimo wouldn't show up. We had to mail him his last two awards. Biz, what award did Kimo win hands down in the last two consecutive years? Hands down.
Jay, you should get an award too, but you're the fake ass man. You're the fake ass nigga award. That's what you should get. But one thing about it, Jay, I have race.
This year, I do agree, Kimo. You have race. No doubt, Kimo. You have race this year. I'm not trying to take it from you. Kimo. You have.
But I'm the type of motherfucker. If he gonna give me something, I'm gonna accept it. Like, you know, if he thought that much of me, I must be on his motherfucking mind. You did. He went and brought me an award, so I'm gonna take it from him. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, let me tell you this. I just got another take said that Chi-Town crime is more than Detroit. So that came out of the Detroit area code. Somebody just sent me that information just to let everybody know. But, you know, as a whole, we want to go back up and show the Midwest a little love. Everybody kind of come that way if we can. So, you know, I mean, it's a good thing, Kimo. It's a good thing. And I think we dropped Biz.
I don't think they'll let Biz hold another show nor a banquet in Chicago. I think they banned him.
Well, hold on. Let me hold up and see which one of these mics are. Hold on 1 second, Kimo. 334-7896. 334-7896. Your mic is open. Go ahead. Hello, 334-7896.
All right.
How about
773-7115?
Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Good evening now, Jay Bond, Biz, Kimo. What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much.
What you think about?
We're in Chicago.
Yeah, kid. What you think about having the banquet in the Midwest, man? What's your thought on that?
It's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's supposed to spread it around. Got to show love all over.
Exactly. You can see the wisdom in that, I'm sure. Now,
without a doubt.
Yeah, let me ask you something. I don't know if you heard earlier or not that, or do y'all, if you keep up with the back half cause, what was your thought on, kid, about the Hyde car losing the Texas Extreme belt? Do you keep up with that at all?
No, not really. No. I've heard the name before, but go ahead.
Well, no, the Jekyll and Hyde car is owned by Jeff. He has two back half cars, and the Hyde car right now holds three back half belts, the Texas, the South Carolina, and the National belt. They've beaten Birdman, Lil Mo. It's a host of back half cars that they don't whoop. And this weekend, Birdman returned the favor and took the Extreme belt back. And so I want to make sure that the guys know And I was trying to Kimo, do you keep up with the Texas rate with back half racing in it? Kimo went to sleep on me. Hold on here. I got another mic open. Yeah, just hold on there with me for a minute.
All right.
773-4309. 773-4309. Hold on. Your mic will open up in a minute. Well, your mic don't want to open. There it comes. 4309, your mic is open. Go ahead. 773-4309, your mic is open. Go ahead. I don't know. Everybody hitting one button? Kid, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay, hello. Let's see, you close that back up, go down. I'll try this next one, then I go back to talking for a minute. 773-3490. 773-3490, your mic is open. Go ahead. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, what up, guys? I was just listening. This thing opened itself, so I may comment on something later, but right now I'm just listening. What up,
all right, then,
Jay? What's up?
What up, D?
Yeah, just listening in, waiting on a hot topic to come through so I can have something crazy to say.
Well, listen, while we got you, tell me, I got a couple of things. What do you think? Did you pay attention to the World Grudge Nationals last year?
No, not really, Jay. I got in on it this year. I'm old drag racer, been around. I didn't really get in on grudge racing to this year, on the grudge thing to this year.
I got you. Well, listen to this. We're going to Texas this year, next year, I'm sorry, 2014. And what's your thought about having the grudge racer banquet in the Midwest?
Oh, I agree with Kid on that. I think it should be spread around. I think that's the best idea, is not having it. You know, we tried that with a club that I belong to, having it in one place every year and it just died out. I think it's good to spread around here and there.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in, just seeing certain people doing certain things. But, you know, it don't uplift blood racing as a whole. I mean, we got to get everybody involved. We got to keep everybody involved, you know. And that's the way
when you move it around, you got to involve everybody.
Get out of here.
I said when you move it around, they kind of keep everybody involved in it, you know, keep it growing.
Yeah. I got to get beers back on y'all back with my dial beers back up.
Get my boy Wick on.
Oh, he's sitting on fire already. I can't, you know, I got his mic closed off right now, but he on fire already.
You know,
Wick. He can't wait to come over and talk about fuck the Midwest. You know, I ain't gonna get to him yet because I got somebody I want to talk to. Hold on, let me hit this. I'm trying to get Beers just talking to him to come, put him back on. But I need to check on Tree Man.
Let me tell you something, too, Jay, while I'm thinking about it. I did hear you say earlier about the voting for the grudge race of the year.
Uh-huh.
You ever think about it? It might be better if you had an odd number amount of people to cast and vote that determine the fact it's a place of 20 or 30. That way you're sure to get a win.
Well, what's happening, let me tell you, I sent out 45. I sent out an odd number. But now what happens is some people, and let me tell you why I do it, I send it out to people supposedly, I'm gonna give them the credit, the who's who in grudge racing around the country. And generally, about 15 of them may not vote. But I want to have a record that they had an opportunity to voice their opinion. And even out of the 30, some people will not vote either for various reasons, out of state, out of town, they call them at the wrong time. So far, we never came up with a number Because you got to remember, too, now, there's almost, I think there's 15 categories. And each person that vote can only vote once per category. And then some people won't even vote in a category if they're not familiar with the nominees. You know, just like I was just talking to y'all about this, because out of Texas, you know. So, you know, it works out where we haven't had so far a tie, you know. Generally, as it relates to the Grudge Racer of the Year, it's kind of been a landslide the last couple of years with Tony Bynes. Now, this year may be a little different because we got the main – well, I'm just saying this off of my own brain. You know, Tony's not in the top two, I don't think. You know, my opinion now. Last year, I thought Tony wasn't in the top two, and hell, he won. So let's just tell you, you know. But that's what I want to tell everybody, too. Let me show you this. One of the things that I have seen happen is that the people that's on the radio, they voice their opinion. I'm gonna use Kid, for example. You know, on the radio, Kid always telling everybody he's going to vote for Biz. He's going to vote for Biz. But guess what? What I have seen,
yep.
When it comes time for the vote,
he don't vote for Biz.
Right. He vote for Lil Tony. But he don't want people to know that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
So, I mean, that's why I'm telling you, I make sure that each person, I keep their voting record so that, and I don't try to publicize it unless something happens where we need to publicize it. But I can tell you this, last year, Tony Bynes won, but he did not get any votes from the east, from the southeast. And that's where he's from. But on all the radio shows, that's where all his support was coming from. You know, so.
Yeah, I have some.
Oh, okay. A damn Kino. But, so you see what I'm saying? So it gives you some different looks, you know. It gives you some different looks, mm-hmm. You know. And,
I see where you're going with it. I just happened to hit that number 30, and I was like, you know, I be trying to listen and stay away from that thing they call ties and draws. I don't believe it should be a tie or a draw in it. And if we had an odd number, like you said, a lot of them not going to vote no way, so it's going to end up bad. It always equals itself out that way.
Right, yeah, and we haven't had that problem, but I do see what you're saying. But even if I send out an odd number, but you know, how they come back in, you never know who's going to turn the votes in or not, you know. And some people try to turn the votes in late. Oh, I didn't see it, you know. Like, you know. But, so that's that. Biz, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay. This great Verizon wireless phone, and it keeps dropping, Jay.
Biz, they just know you from the Midwest, man. They just treat you like that. If they know you from the South, they wouldn't treat you that way.
Hey, well, tell all my homeboys up there in Chicago that I'm from the Midwest, because they keep treating me like I'm from the South.
No, man, that man don't eat grit.
I eat grit, but I gotta have sugar on it.
Man, get out of here with that, man.
That man ain't from the South.
That man from the Midwest. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, if I can't have sugar on my grits, I can't eat them. And please don't put them in next to my eggs. Make sure they're in a bowl by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't do all that.
Tell them, you got to get used to that Southern cooking and the hospitality down there.
I like the hospitality, but the cooking, I ain't got used to it yet.
Oh, man.
Hold on, we got somebody out of Atlanta. Let's see who they're talking about. 404-6946. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
That nigga loves some homies.
646-946. Your mic is open. You're having too good a time right now. You're having too good a time. But, you know, I mean, about these rules, Ben, what do you see? I mean, what's your thoughts on...
I mean, you know, Jay, you know what just popped in my mind? You know what's gonna, you know, and I, you know what's gonna help Witt? You know what's gonna really help Witt? Kind of like get a lot of different votes from different areas. And damn, I don't know if I should say this.
Yeah, say it, Biz.
He out of all the people that's that's going to be up for Girls Race of the Year, Witt probably is the most impressionable. He's the most approachable and the most impressionable. He sit there and talk to the fans. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He shake their hand. He feed them. You know?
Yep.
He sit there and show that Southern hospitality. And, you know, he's a freaking politician.
There's a reason for that,
man. You know? And that's how a lot of politicians get in office, you know? And that right there, he may get a lot of votes with that. What you think about that, Jay?
There's a reason for that, Biz.
What you think?
You know the reason. You know the reason for that is, right?
What do you think, Keith?
Yeah.
You know the reason why he do that, right?
Why he do that?
Why you think?
He took the bylaws that he said Jay Barnes gave him at the beginning of the season, and he's playing within them. Like you say, he's a politician. That's exactly what he is.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's playing up to the fans because he know that, and I've said this several times, in order to beat a perfect record, it's hard as hell. That's going to be hard for him to beat outright. So he got to try and do it another way. Wick is selling himself. That's what he's doing. He's selling himself.
And you said something right there in the beginning. He set out to be the Grudge Racer of the Year from the beginning of the year.
At the beginning of the year.
From Hattiesburg, when we had the rain out and we had to go over to Holly Springs, the man laid down three people in a row. Donye, CeCe, DJ paid the lockup. And it was one other person. I want to say Turbo Tim, but I'm not for sure. But I know it was three people he beat back to back to back. And from then on, he set out to be the Grudge Racer of the Year. I think it's going to be a tight race.
He made that statement himself.
Yeah.
That he set out to be Grudge Racer of the Year. He says that all the time.
Well, I mean, he said that even back when Tony was whipping him. I mean, he was the person that was mainly competing for the Grudge Race of the Year. I think I think a lot of times Donye, and I still say this about Donye, even back when Tony was winning, Donye was racing, and but people, his name hadn't gotten known. He was doing a lot of racing, and Witt obviously had gotten known. He was racing. It was I'm trying to think of some other people. But now let me change gears with y'all for 1 minute. You know, going back to the Rookie of the Year, and the Rookie of the Year, you know, we named Ground and Pound. We named, I'm trying to remember who all is he. I might have to pull up the information. But, I mean, do y'all know who Lil Rick is?
Do I know who is?
Lil Rick. I know you know Lil Rick, Biz.
Yeah. Is Lil Rick a rookie? Is he a rookie of the year?
That's his first year. That's his first year.
I hate to bring it to my homeboys. Oh yeah. Lil Rick hands down. Oh yeah, yeah. In my opinion, my vote. Yeah.
Clarify that, Ben. Why you say that? Why you say Lil Rick hands down? Ground and Pound had a good year.
Yeah, Ground and Pound had a great year.
Man.
Ground and Pound had a great year. But unless you was in the South and seen what Lil Rick did and what he got, it's sick to be, have a big block with one carburetor and do what that man did. Now, one thing I want to say about Don Yates. A lot of people just don't know Don Yates. This is Don Yates' first year playing with these 29s. When all these other guys, that's all they've been playing with for 5, 6, 7 years. So I think 2014 is going to be a big year for Don Yates. You got to realize, Don Yates used to be running Willie Bob's in 33, 31. This is the first year the man really sat down there and trying to learn the 29. So 2014, look for his name to be plastered all over the internet because they not scared to travel. They don't went as far as hell, the Carolinas, to Mississippi, to Maryland.
Yeah, go cross country. I hear his book of race with him. Here
Manhattan, Florida. You know, St. Louis. The man go everywhere. You know, so. You know, for you just to be trying out some tires and grudge racing in the midst of even trying to figure out the tires, that's it. That says a lot right there. So I say look for my homeboy to do some big things in 2014 on them 29.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me add something to that, though. What about, I'm getting these texts, that's why I'm losing my damn mind. I'm getting a text about, also, what about SVO on 28? SVO also is considered,
Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what, Jay? It, the good thing that you're doing, this is national. So you're going to get votes. You're going to get votes for all over the country. So because I know because I follow Midwest Racing what the hell the SVO did. So
it's
a good thing that you just, So I know what the SVO did, and what they did was somewhat incredible. You know, just like Lil Rick. So if we have a fair proportion of voters in the Midwest, as we do in the South, hell, you may come up with a tie, or at least it's going to be close, because hell, they came down here and whooped every damn thing on 29 in the South with some 28s. That's unheard of with a stock block. A GM production block. You know you don't like those.
Yeah. Which really make it damn impressive. That's what really make it impressive.
That's what really makes it impressive. And that goes back to saying what we were talking about, Jay, last night, about what we can do to make grudge racing better, because we had a good conversation yesterday because we had a great year, 2013. And if we build on what we got, man, 2014 going to be going to be even better.
Well, listen, I got to get to, I got my special guest on the night. I had to open up his mic.
Just don't let Wick in, Jay.
No, I got Wick still at home. He cussed me out. He going to be so mad when he come on.
Wick go home.
He going to be so mad when he come on. But listen, I got to get, as soon as this computer starts whining, Tree Man, you there? Let me see. This computer, it don't want to. I'm trying to get Tree Man mic open. Is the computer ever right? Tree Man, how you doing?
Yeah.
No problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tree Man, we can hear you fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself, man?
All right. Tree Man.
Hey.
I know you've been out with your family tonight, and it was heard, it was told that you got redeemed this weekend in Texas. You got to tell us about it.
Yeah, Now, how about?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the best of
the I've been picking them up pretty rough down there, man. Treat me like old stepchild.
You want some?
And okay. Treat me like old stepchild and all.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, Jeff and Hyde. Well, everybody pretty much. I'm thinking, even on that end, everybody's familiar with the Jeff and Hyde team. So, you know, real fast team on the back half, you know what I'm saying? Every time, I think they went down there 3-4 times. I done seen them down there 3-4 times. And, you know, for them being the back ass car, they extreme, you know, extreme back ass. And, you know, it's pretty much in the same class with the Shadow and the Beast and all the bad back ass cars y'all got down there. But then even the Birdman, even, you know, y'all ain't really just had a chance to see the Birdman come down there but one, probably one time. And more likely will be coming down on that end. And, you know, that's a twin turbo back ass car down here. That's a stream car that's pretty fast. And, you know, we raced them probably 4 times. He would beat it all 4 times on technicalities. You know what I'm saying? The first 2 times, carburetors nothing up. Second time, you know, tire shaking. And I guess the high.
He said Birdman had whooped you 4 times?
Yeah, he didn't beat me 4 times for a turbo car. I mean, but, you know, a win is a win. Even though he's been beating me on technicalities, a win is a win.
Now, but, let me ask you this. Some people say that because of Birdman's back half whooping up on such a high quality promo like you got, he gave Birdman notoriety that he didn't deserve. Do you think that's true?
Yes, sir. I mean, by him beating me, you know, a number of times like that. I mean, a real racer, I know, I look at the cars and you know what's going on, but people sit on the side, they really think that car is fast. And that car really ain't as fast as everybody think it is. And, you know, that's been kind of hard on Birdman to get some races. But, you know, I gave him his props because he ain't scared to race. He will race. And even though he was at the track and seen my car run this weekend, he will run me in the future, you know. Even though I got to wait till January to race him, you know, according to the track rules. But, you know, that has gave him a whole lot of notoriety, you know what I'm saying, by him being able to pull them races up.
So right now, the extreme back half Texas belt. Where is it at right now?
I know Birdman got the Texas belt. But see, I thought that Jeff and I come down there to Mike Hill's race, and I thought the Shadow took. Well, now the Shadow come down here and took the extreme belt. But Tracy told me that. The high crew still have a extreme belt, so man, to be honest with you, I know the high come down there and beat him and then turn around and beat him down there, so I really couldn't see what that extreme belt is on that back end.
Yeah. I do know for a fact that the belt that Birdman should have worn should have been the Texas extreme belt. And the national belt to my understanding, it's still with the Hyde car because the Jekyll, they ran the Shadow with the Jekyll car, and that car didn't hold any type of. And
that explains it.
Go ahead.
That explains.
Jekyll car in Texas and in South Carolina. I don't know if that was by design or they were trying to, you know, they were trying to make sure they whooped that high car. I mean, that Shadow car was hot, but now, who do you think, T-Man, is the baddest back half in America? Right now, I'm going to say the obvious champ is the high car. It is the national champ. Do you agree with that, or do you agree in the back half world somebody else is faster?
Well, my opinion on that question now, I mean, I've seen it for myself. I've seen that Shadow car run. I mean, in my opinion, I would say the Shadow car is the best back half in the world right now. You know, hands down, right now. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying, but you got a tough circle in that back half, that stream back half with the high crew, with the Shadow, with the motion racing. You know, he's been down right now, but he gonna shake the bushes pretty soon. the Motion Racing, the Birdman, and the Beast. Oh, also in Big Six. Now, between them six or seven cars, man. See, but I'd have to get the edge to that shadow car. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. That Jekyll
and Hyde
stuff.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde stuff now, and they travel. And they travel. That's what's real important. They travel. Now, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. In the pro mod world, who are you looking at? I mean, I was told that you had a special crew to come to Texas this weekend to work on your car, and it proved to be worthwhile. And so, who is it in the pro mod world that you like to get?
You mean who would I like to race?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a number of people out there with, you know, that, I mean, right now, I'd say, what's this guy named, Sniper. I like to take a look at Sniper, Chop Top. I like to take a look at Chop Top.
Okay,
I mean, to wherever they're having, you know, a big guy shootout, if I can get in, I'm going to be in it, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I was saying the Sniper first, I mean, because he beat Roy James. And we got a camp down here, which is, you know, we all run our cars under the twin camp. And he's part of my camp, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't run from no races or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not getting this car lined out. I mean, y'all going to see this car down at the end a whole lot more often. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, man. Have Peanut got his new car together yet?
I don't think so. I think Peanut's car still in Carolina somewhere getting worked on.
Now, do he run up under the twin camp or not?
No. See, the twin camp consists of me, Roy James, and Motion Racing. Peanut is in Dallas, in the Fort Worth area. We mostly like in the Houston area.
Right. Now, Motion Racing, didn't they have the Texas belt at one time?
Yeah, he had the Texas belt at one time.
And Birdman took that from him.
Yes, sir. I mean, even on that, the whole story is this here, and this is fact. Birdman beat Motion Racing twice on Tech. He turned around and beat my car four times on Tech. I mean, we got it out for the Birdman for a while because he keep beating us on Tech. I mean, if you race me, if you run me all the way to the church and beat me, I ain't got no problem with it. But I don't like giving up no races on the Tech.
Right. Now, right now, Birdman, become the twin race. Birdman, y'all had it.
Sir?
I said when it comes to Birdman and twin racing, Birdman is y'all daddy.
It look like it, man. I don't know. He got some chicken bones buried somewhere. He got some chicken bones buried somewhere. Man. I feel like I done dug him up. If I can just push him out in that water, he won't make it back on the next trip. I can guarantee you that.
Well, let me ask you another thing. What about, it's a well-known racer out there. I know you know him. Is he any threat at all? Is Atomic Dog any threat in any category at all? I mean, let me know that.
I don't want to speak on that, man.
I mean, all I'm saying is, is he a threat in any category? The two-wheel category, the small block category?
No, I don't want to speak on that one. I'm going to let that one ride. I'm going to have to pass up answering on that one.
All right. Now, let me ask you, and I do appreciate you coming on and talking. What do you think about the fact that we're going to have that it's planned for the World Grudge Nationals? It's planned to be in Texas this year. What do you think about that?
I think that was a big step. I mean, it was a gutsy move, you know, to switch it over and let it come on this end. And, I mean, you know, we're going to really be looking forward to it. And, I mean, all the people that's going to travel to Texas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody knows Texas is a big state. And it's going to be at the Dallas track. And, you know, it's a known fact that Dallas do have, you know, have a number of tracks, and they got good tracks. I mean, you was there. You seen how the track was just when we raced the other day. I mean, if y'all, you know, y'all show up, we're going to show out here in Texas, man. If y'all show up, we're going to show out. I mean, we're going to have a good time.
So you think that's a good move? Now, moving the World Grudge National is supposed to represent all grudge races around the country. Do you agree? Do you agree that it should move, or do you think it should be in one location?
I think it should move around. I mean, long as it's being, you know, held in a good area, a good track. I mean, I think it should move around. That give more people. You know, you got a big outreach. You got more people that can, you know, just like a lot of people on this end don't even know about it. But they'll know about it when it happens here in July. You see what I'm saying? You're going to see a crowd. But, you know, everybody can travel. You know, we get these cars and we travel. And it's a good thing that, you know, y'all got these talk shows, and it's pretty much, you know, bringing everybody together and what we can, you know, all get together and have this type of fun. You know what I'm saying? But, like I'm saying, I look forward to it, and, you know, more than likely Roy James will have his car back for everybody in, and the whole crew, you know, I really represent. I mean, I think it's a gutsy move, but I think it's a good move. That's just my opinion.
Yep, it should be moved around, too.
I really appreciate you coming on. I know you had went out I want you to know that we appreciate you calling in and talking to us. I don't want to hold you up. I know you went out with the family. And is there anything that you want to say to anybody, anything you want to say?
I mean, like I was saying, I made the statement, you know, more likely a lot of guys probably on your show probably will be in Florida. And we tend to, you know, try to get down there and, you know, represent, you know, and do the deal with Bald and them on that end. You know, I was there last year, but I ain't bring the car. And, you know, I had a bunch of fun. So, you know, I look forward to that. Also, like I was saying, you know, y'all feel a lot more of me on this, you know, this coming year. And, I mean, the people who don't know, you know, hey, come up and introduce yourself, and I'll do the same. Appreciate you letting me talk. I'm going to put the mic on mute.
All right, too, man. Anytime you want to come on, just come on back. If you run into Tommy Dog over there, ask him if he's whooping anybody lately, okay?
No, I'm gonna let that one ride, man.
Well, I know, man. I know two people that's hot that night: a Tommy Dog and them Wick. Them two hot. Them two hot, boy.
Well, I think a Tommy Dog probably more hotter, because Wick kind of feel like he's sitting in a good seat right now. You know, he got some people that's rallying behind him, and making his fight their fight. So, you know, I think Wick probably hot at you though, Jay.
As usual.
Hold him out, Jay. Hold him out. Don't let him in. Don't let him in.
No. Hold him out.
Hold him out, Jay.
Huh? Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, can you hear me?
Go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay, when you get a chance to talk to your vice president, tell him I'm giving him a slogan to use.
Okay.
He is crowned the undisputed truth. Relay that message to him.
The undisputed truth. All right. I'm going to make sure that he get that. Now,
that's a hell of a statement right there.
You tell him
where it came from. Undisputed truth. Damn.
Ben, what'd you say about that?
I like that. I like the slogan. I do that. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if Cold Killer worthy of that slogan, you know, but I do like it. I mean, I like it. I mean,
Undisputed Truth. Hold on now. We got another truth. Y'all know we got another truth. We got the butt naked truth.
Oh, man.
Y'all ain't said that about the butt naked,
Oh, hey, man. Hey, Jay, you know I brought up DJ Grant name the other day, yesterday on my show, and Wit kind of like threw DJ under the bus. He said,
oh, man.
You know, yeah, man, he talked bad about DJ, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, man.
I never would have thought Wit gave more respect to Butt Naked than he did to DJ Grant.
Oh, man.
Got about it.
Yeah.
What in the world going on, man?
He said, now this come out of Wit mouth. Now, shoot me with a gun to my temple if I'm lying. He said, Wit said.
Hey, hold on. But y'all tell Wit to stop matching that button, man. That man about to blow the gun up, man. Hey, go ahead.
Don't let him in yet, Jay. Let me finish this. Wit said that he going to be careful on what he run butt naked with.
Uh-huh.
He said that he just ain't going to just run butt naked with anything. He said when he do butt naked, he going to do them. But he said, DJ, he said he going to run that man on somewhere on 28. And he said he said that they're coming out with a nitrous car on 28 small block. So everything else, now I can read between lines. I can comprehend very well. Wit said everything they coming out with is going to be on 29s or 315s and basically going to be big blocks. He said he got one car that's coming out that's a small block, nice car on 28. And he said that he going to run DJ Grant with some on 28s. Now, but he said...
I wonder if anybody on this goddamn phone, $100, he going to change that shit so he's going to make his goddamn head spin. He going to grow some hair on that bald-ass head of his. Mark my words.
What's happening, DJ?
What's happening?
We're talking bad about you, DJ.
Man, look who it's coming from. You think I care about what it, who it, look who it's coming from.
Oh, man.
Man, man, man.
Coming from the girl to raise a self-proclaimed champ, DJ.
Coming from
In
the
other
who?
Words.
Coming from the crowd, baby, who, if he don't win, girl, he's going to give up, girl, he's going to say, fuck everybody.
Hey, Wick, not going backwards, but out of what was said earlier, what you just said, I'm asking you and Jay Barr for a little clarification here. Out of traveling and the win-loss record, how can Wick beat him out? Kid has just crying the undisputed truth. How can Wick record beat him out? He's traveled the circuit.
He said the quality of wins too. It's three criteria.
What race did he have that wasn't high quality? Every race he had, I don't think no one at the track until he went down the track.
Well, we know who you voting for.
Yes,
now y'all might think I'm crazy, but I'm gonna say this.
Kid Wick off.
Hello?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Wait. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I hate to say it, I mean, he is definitely, I feel like, probably number one contender for the rest of the year. I mean, that crew, because he's raced everybody.
Who has?
Wit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's raced everybody, and he's been in multiple states, so I mean he
ain't raced Tony Wright.
He's got to be the number one contender.
Tony Wright ain't raced everybody either, though. I mean, but
you know what number one contender is, right?
Has Cole Killer run Tony Wright?
He gapped him.
Yeah.
Gapped him.
Okay. Hey, DJ, you know what a number one contender is, right? He gets the last one to finish last. The first one to finish last. He just the first one to finish last.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying,
every top contender that Wick can contest that he beat, including Wick himself, Cole Killer put a hurt on him. So
yeah,
what Cole Killer
has done is just. Unreal.
It's going to be a disgrace to drag racing, man, and someone got the lineup for Cole Killer, so I'm picking myself to be his lawyer. It's going to be a disgrace to grudge racing if we beat Cole Killer out.
I got one statement to make on what you said. Back in 2000, early 2000s, we had a vote in Florida. Back in the early 2000s, the president had a vote in Florida. You know where I'm going with that, right?
Already.
Okay. The right man.
Already.
Okay. All right. Now some people don't follow politics. That went over their head.
No, but I caught that. But you hear what I said? Before you hear it, I said I filed a motion to suppress.
Okay. Well, hey, you might have to file a 2255 then, baby.
Hey, man, keep Wick off another 30 minutes. He'll let him in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Wick gonna
see
it, y'all.
It's gonna be hard to beat out the undisputed truth. I'm telling you.
Hey, man, it's hard to beat an undefeated record, though. Seriously. I mean, I like Wick's record. I think Wick did great this year, but it's hard to beat an undefeated record.
Who's the baddest man on 28th this year? Who the baddest man on 28th this year?
You know what it is? It's hard to beat an undefeated record, especially when he knocked out the number one contender top two cars.
Yeah, he knocked out everybody.
When you factor that into the equation, that's going to be hard to vote against.
Who is the baddest man on 28th? This shit.
The butt naked truth.
Oh, butt naked finally got his name in the light. Butt naked.
I'm gonna go with DJ's co-host. Butt naked.
Butt naked is the baddest man on 28th this year, huh? Butt naked
butt
is in
naked
Las
truth.
Vegas on the strip. His name is in the lights. Booty naked.
The butt naked truth. That's all I can tell you.
He ain't having no more deer problems.
Butt naked.
How y'all gonna deal with? Well, y'all gonna mess around. If butt naked would have whooped. If butt naked would have whooped.
Tony Wright.
That last time. Hell, all the shows would have to close down, man. Ain't no way in hell nobody could have had a show. Ain't no way that anybody could have had a show, man.
Hey, Jay, I just got a text. I just got a text. The SVO said tell Bud Nigga to lock in. They'll run him head up with a stock block, small block, on 28th. They said as soon as Bud Nigga get oil pressure, they said told Bud Naked to get down.
You tell SBO as soon as I get oil pressure, I'm hunting his ass.
Damn DJ Grit. That damn DJ Grit.
Y'all can't be pissing them Alabama boys off now.
Turn them over long to me.
Hey, he just texted me. He said, who's first? He said, DJ, Turbo, Tim, or Butt Naked. He said, SVO said they're going to whoop all three, and they want it on the same day.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
He
going
to get three ass whoopings in the same day, then. I can tell you that right now. He'll get three. Messing with them three.
How about Boost 12? DJ Grant, every time somebody says something about Boost 12, Boost 12
he hang up the phone. Hold on, watch this. If I don't gap Boost 12, I don't win.
Damn.
If I don't tap him, I don't win. Remember I said it. Now write all this down.
I just want y'all to know if
I'm
DJ Grant,
the first time Witt see me out of track with the car, he gonna throw that 28 shit he's talking about out the window too wide to do.
Oh,
I guarantee you that too. He ain't finna pull out man one of them bitches on 28. And I know about the 28 inside car he's thinking about buying. I ain't sending that motherfucker either.
That damn DJ Grant, that damn buck naked co-host is hell.
Everything I'm saying, I'll promise you, I will not retract.
That damn butt naked co-host is hell, y'all.
And that butt naked worse than goddamn.
Oh, there you go.
What the fuck Boo 12 said? They think that goddamn tornado came through there and tore some shit. He bring a ass down to hurricane gonna fuck him up.
Oh, man.
The butt nigga truth.
Tell Blue 12 stop texting. Tell that motherfucker stop texting and get his fuck ass on the phone.
That's SVO, butt nigga, not Blue 12. That's SVO.
Well,
you know, the one that came over to Mike Hill race on 28 and whooped that thing on 29.
You just, motherfucker, get on the phone and stop texting. Be a man.
Hey, somebody done hit the one button, Jay, I know.
Hold on, I ain't looking.
Fuck about a goddamn SBO.
Hey, I think the button is tore up. Wick is hitting that motherfucker. Wick gonna fuck the button up, man. Wick gonna fuck the button up, man.
You got Wick on punishment, Jay?
We can water butt back, man. Right, y'all watch this. Now, hit it, motherfucker, come, y'all. Y'all be careful. Here he comes. 901.
Yeah, Jay. I'm Biz. What's up, Biz? I'm going to speak to Biz. Nobody else. Hey, you say my name, Jay, because I tell you, we're wrong because You got D on here. He's a 901 hater. Don't say nothing, D. Let me get finished. Yeah, let's talk. He's a 901 hater, okay?
Wick, man, don't be like that. Don't be like that, Wick.
I know. Let me finish, though. You're a 901 hater, D. And then, Jay,
there,
you got
Wick.
Everybody on here. Only person that can basically race for you is Diaz. Now, the rest of the guys, DJ Grant, he can't do no race for you. Butt naked, his shake ass ain't gonna race for you. Then you got D, he old news. I'm bad news. And then you got what's his name? What's his name? Chicago, slow talking motherfucker. He ain't motherfucking ass. He ain't don't know a motherfucking thing because Cold Killer just started racing in June. I could have a damn undisputed record D if I started racing in June. I started racing in February, D. And
wait, it's not about when you started.
Hey, Beast, have you ever hit a motherfucker in the head so bad that they said they ain't even raised no more that year? We hit CC in the head so motherfucking bad.
God.
We put that motherfucker out of business for the reason God did it. Now, Cold Killer,
Lord,
they did.
I probably had CC on this phone to the seat and blow up the one.
I hit the motherfucker across the head. He shut down the whole motherfucking industry. Whole motherfucking race team shut down. They didn't even come back out no more this year. They ain't seen it, see. So I wanted to tell y'all, and let me explain something else to you. If I don't win Grudge Race of the Year, guess what I'm going to do? Man, you motherfuckers ain't gonna be able to breathe. I'm gonna be on y'all motherfucking asshole, motherfucker. I'm talking about butt naked can't show up. I'm gonna hit that motherfucker in the motherfucking turning lane. I'm gonna race DJ Grant, goddammit, in a quarter mile. We can go a mile. I'm gonna race to my motherfucking ass get so.
I tell you to keep off,
no
man. I tell you to keep off.
It ain't gonna be no crying with me. I'm gonna go harder. You understand me? Yeah. The business. Hey, it ain't going to be no motherfucking. If you want me to go 8-0, I do that for you, D. I do it for you. I'll show you how to do it.
Hold on for you. Hey, I gotta tell Jay something. Jay, now you know you and DJ Gwen cool, right? You know you and DJ your main man. Please, deal with the let's rig it up, cause we said if he don't get Grunge Racer of the Year, he gonna do something nasty to DJ. So we got to get Wade.
So we got to get it, man.
I welcome the nastiness. I welcome it. And you remember this too, Jay. Jay, you remember this too, man. You know DJ Grant and Bud Nicky ain't going to go all these places where you booking all these races now. You want the Grunge Racer of the Year to be there. Let me tell you something, you motherfucker.
I might be buying me tomorrow a brand new motherfucker Winnebago. If I get that motherfucker, I'm going to be
there goddamn well. They ain't going to go, Jay. Don't listen to that bullshit. That's a bunch of bullshit. You know I'm going to come. You know I'm going to be there. And then we're going to get the charge more, Jay.
We
can go up a little bit.
Nick will show up now. He'll show up. He won't have his car, but he will show up.
But Nick will show up. But Nick going to show shit. Man, come on, man. But nigga ain't been with two races. Ain't been there for two races, goddamn. Mike Hill and Maker. That man ain't been no goddamn way. He showed up at in
we're gonna vote for
with
you.
No car. With no
I'm
car.
I'm gonna vote for you, Wick. Everybody vote for Wick.
You goddamn right. D, if you got a race car, D, I don't pick on old folks. I don't pick on old folks. If I catch you at the track, D, you ain't safe, D. I'm telling you, man. I'm gonna whoop you with my street car. I heard you. Did you say you had a street car? I'm
gonna
build
one, man. You
gonna build one? And DJ Gray, you don't know what car we trying to back. We don't buy no car. We build them. So you wrong.
I don't give a damn what you buy, man. Just get it there.
We ain't trying to buy shit.
Mine'll be ready for y'all to get that one y'all was talking about.
Hey, DJ, I'm going to knock your ass off like I did.
You ain't
going to
do
it.
Listen, baby, watch and see what I say, man. Watch
this.
Listen, man.
You ain't been out no more.
Yeah, nothing to do with you, buddy.
I didn't come out no goddamn more.
Shit. I was in Macon. That's when we discovered the problem. I was in Macon the next weekend.
Matter of fact, I didn't do three Alabamians like that. Turbo Team ain't been out no more. He just paid the lockup. CC ain't been out no more. DJ Grant ain't been out no more. Now, once I fuck, the only person I got to do like that now, but Nick, you know he ain't going to come out no more.
That should have never happened, boy. Never. Yeah. I whooped you, Trick.
Hey, that's why you were looking stupid when Tony Wright blowed your ass off.
You can't win them all, homie.
They say you got to Tony Wright.
But let me tell you like this. Let me tell you something that you don't know. Get the show and shit.
Don't say that, Wick, because Tony Wright.
If Tony Wright down in Florida,
you ain't gonna do shit.
Watch him go down on that motherfucker ass.
I'm gonna run you in Florida, boy.
Watch me.
I'm gonna try to
watch
run every
down.
Motherfucker that beat me in Florida.
3-2-1-4-2-1-0.
Hey, Jay, you ain't straight, man. You got a bunch of motherfuckers you let on the show for me. And they ain't going to even race for you. I raced my ass off for you. You sent me in a damn, you put me in a damn gypsy twist when you called me to make and got me fucked up over there.
Hey, wait.
Fucking with
Don't say you can't win them all. Cold Killer hadn't lost one.
No. Cold Killer ain't raced but 4 months, man. Crazy ass man. Anytime you race four months,
you
ought to win all of them.
You said you can't win them all.
You said you can't win them all. He haven't lost one.
Man,
so that means he don't want them all.
They started full push.
Tell me what
they
started.
I got a question. Where, how many races
hey,
have y'all been in total? This race
what?
Y'all been in. How many races total have y'all been in?
Man, you asking the wrong. I don't keep up with all this shit. Motherfuckers that don't do but two races do. Ask how many you been in, motherfucker. I don't know.
Hold on, goddamn. You know what? I'm 28, and I'm just asking a question. I ain't trying to be funny. I'm asking a question.
I done lost count, motherfucker. Y'all done pissed me off. I done
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Okay. All right.
I'm on this shit. I'm on this. You ought to be counting. You ain't can't do
know.
Nothing but.
I ain't counting the motherfucking thing. I don't really remember all the wins. I just remember a lot of the losses.
Well, you are
good. I don't know how many wins you got. I'm just asking.
More than the losses, motherfucker, and more money. The more and more money than the losses too, motherfucker.
I'm talking about all your losses. You keep a tab now. You and Tony Bill keep a tab. What y'all
doing? About 20
some wins, motherfucker. How many?
About 20-some wins and 10 losses, man.
Okay, so about almost 30 races total.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and 10 lockers. We got like 7 to 8 to 10 lockers paid.
Lockers don't motherfucking count and don't fucking win.
Hold
boy.
Up, man. You worry about what your whole talking about. We talking about this right here. You ain't
no, no. I'm just letting you real talk. How the fuck you gonna count it as a goddamn check? You just got
no, you don't count mine. You count your hoes, man. Don't count mine.
You goddamn count that goddamn win when you
get,
go out that track.
If I get
goddamn
a locker,
money.
Motherfucker, I count it as a win when I get
you
the money.
Can't
like,
do
I
that.
Get that
you can't
money.
Do that. You
from
can't
your,
do that.
Hey,
Will. You can't do that.
Hey, Will. What was she
getting? I'm not.
Hey, Will. When I got that 500 from you, I count it as a win, motherfucker. You don't like it? I knocked the ties off of you. You
counted
as a win, didn't you?
I did. Shut the fuck up. Hey, my wins only count when I laid that dick on your back, boy.
my win counted.
That's what you call
money
a win.
Money is money. Money is money, man.
Laying that dick and laying digging.
Okay. I count all my wins. If I receive money on a lockup, I count it as a win.
Rick, you said you got
roughly around 27 wins between five cars.
I said about 24, 25 wins and about 7 to 8 lockups. That's what it is.
About 30.
A little over 30 races.
Y'all was engaged. Y'all locked in for at least about 30 races. 30.
Yeah, somewhere around that. Yeah.
How many cars you had with five cars?
That ain't include with the bikes either. See, I ain't even include with our bikes.
No,
I ain't even include
cars with
our bikes. You don't tell me how to run my shit, D. You ain't got shit to do with
asking you. Mr. Wick, I'm asking you. You said, how many cars, Mr. Wick?
All the motherfucker asked me, tell me what to do about this shit is Jay Bond, because I asked him, you know.
Mr. Wick,
four cars.
All I asked
four
you, Mr. Wick, was how many cars. You can't tell me how many cars you raised to
me.
Four
cars, so, but we really didn't run, but one of them we didn't even do but like two races, and one of them we didn't do but like, really the two cars is Junior and King Kong. Them the most cars we ran most of. The other two cars we didn't run about five.
So you're saying two cars, correct?
Yeah,
basically two cars, right? Okay,
yeah.
Two cars.
The other two cars we didn't do that. Yeah, because the other two cars we didn't do that many grudge races.
So basically you're saying two cars and 27 wins, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like 13.5 wins per car.
Wait a minute, why the fuck you need to know all this shit, D?
Because I say I made your math. Now, you said you had 10 losses, right?
Man, I don't need you doing the math on that.
I told you the math was
this
shit. You said you had, I'm getting to the point where you
count,
had 10
God
losses. You said you
I
had 10
count.
Losses, correct?
You just count cold killers. He 8-0.
He 8-0. Now,
you
said you had
that.
10 losses.
You count that.
Okay.
And three of the motherfuckers he beat, I done beat two.
9-0.
But he beat you with.
Yeah, he beat me. He beat me.
The thing that hurt you more than anything.
Give it to him, D. If you want to vote for a killer, vote for a cold killer. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to vote for Wick. I'm going to vote for Crab A.
No, you vote for your hope. Vote for your hope.
Keep it raising, Wick.
Quit that bullshit.
Hold on, hey, man.
Hey, man, that nigga called me saying he want to call me. I promise
didn't call that man no hoe. I told the man to vote for his hoe. I said vote for his hoe.
Okay, wait, let me clarify something with you so in case you didn't, so you would know this. When you see me at the track, you can call me anything you want to call me. Just get that grill together so I can eat. So nothing else matter. Understood?
I got you. I'm a fish. I'm a fish.
I don't care what you call
me. But Nicky ain't going to even show up at no track to see you, D.
So I said, Mr. Wick,
and
when
then
you see
we
me,
not cold killer
call
ass off,
anything
he going
the
in the hibernation too. Cold killer already said he going in the hibernation already. Tell him they're going to be working on Little Tony's car, and they're going to put his car up and all that bullshit. I'm going to be racing, man. I ain't going to be. DJ Grant, you put the car ahead of the horse, man. I can't hear you. I'm going to make you race me.
You ain't going to have to make because it's going to be the easiest thing you have to make a person do. It ain't going to be hard to make me race at all. I just don't think, I think after one or two good ass whips, you're going to leave me the fuck alone. I can promise you that. I promise you. Remember I said this, girl, he going to leave me the fuck alone. Going to tell everybody he don't want any problems. Because you got some problems coming your way, son. Remember I told you. You thought live action did something to your ass. Wait till you see this bitch.
Hey, don't be talking about no 28 then since you want to talk all that bullshit.
I don't give a – listen, man, when I race you, whenever I decide to race you, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah,
remember
don't be talking
about
like that 28 then.
Whenever I decide to race you, if you got 29 or 315 on it, don't worry about what I got on mine.
There you go. We ain't going to give a fuck what you got because you got turbo, hair drive, and all that bullshit.
You're
arguing
with a fool, man.
Hey, Jeff, why do you keep letting these non-racing motherfuckers on the line? Get me some motherfuckers on here that'll race, man. You got a bunch of motherfuckers that won't even race no motherfucker but me. You Kimo ain't going to race his goddamn self.
I ain't.
Hell no. Fuck Jay Scarlett, keep putting these motherfuckers nobody on. Get cold killer some motherfucker on here. Some motherfucker on race.
So you go in the bushes and shut. That's all gonna happen if you get on here. You ain't gonna say nothing if you come on here. What you gonna say?
Man, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna have that radio on there.
He can't go in the bushes. He
got multiple dicks on his back. Can't bend down.
God damn, Kimo. Man, Kimo ain't gonna do shit, man.
God damn, multiple dicks. He didn't say one dick, he said multiple dicks. God damn.
Mm-hmm. All he can do is lay
out. I don't know. Who the baddest man on 28? The bad 2014.
Who the baddest man on 28? 2013.
But no. You already know the answer to that shit. Why you asking?
Butt naked.
But Naked jumped out there, everything he jumped out there on was on 29. He don't even run nobody on 28.
Just remember now, Realtree on 28. Realtree won the shootout on 28. He whooped several guys on
28. I gotta agree that. But I don't know who Realtree has engaged outside that wasn't, you know, they engaged on 28. Well, no, I can't say that either. Cause then who did he race on 28? He was on 28 and they was on 29.
Oh.
Didn't Realtree run Tony on?
Tony won race. Well, Realtree was on 28 up in Union, and Tony won race.
Hey, Jay, why you keep letting all these people that don't race on the phone?
Man, Kimo sent me, he told me he had a special. He wanted everybody to know how he's going to vote. He was going to vote for you. And that's how he got the damn mic. Let me ask him, Kimo, are you going to vote for Wick for the damn good race of the year?
Wick can tell me he beat 10 people at home.
Huh?
If Wick took one car to beat 10 people this year.
Jay,
didn't I ask you? If I
could,
I would have used one car.
Yeah.
Jay
would have told me. Yeah, but the rules are what they was. A team could win Road Race of the Year, and at the time when we was working on that, Tony Bynes was using multiple cars, and I did not agree with that. But when everybody voted, they said a team can be, and they can have multiple cars. So Wick played, that's what Wick did. He played, and that's what the rule was. When everybody voted, it said that one team can have multiple cars and be the Grudge Race of the Year. So he ain't did nothing
wrong. I got another question. How many races has Tony Bynes been involved in this year? Anybody know that?
By whose count?
Enough to get
by his count.
Man, you know Tony.
He been getting that head crack. You know, at the beginning of the year, he was keeping 2-0, 5-0. I won 6 lockups, 11-1.
Yeah.
And then when that thing started getting 11-4, 11-7, 11-8, he stopped.
Yeah, he was keeping up for a minute. Jay, you were keeping up for a minute. When you were keeping up, Jay, he was 0-10.
He got
as high as 0-15. From the time I started. Now, he was racing, but he had got 0-15 by the time I started counting.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody got mad because I left him alone.
If you ain't phone right now, he going to say he 115.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, I tell you what.
He do race now. I mean, you.
Yeah, yeah.
If he showed
up, I was totally raised. I'm curious. I just wanted to know. That's all.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, though. 2014, but Naked would not never count a punk out as a win. I'm not going to do that little shit like Whit and them doing. That new shit these motherfuckers coming up with. Motherfuckers always want to come in the game and change shit up. You're like little chillin', always milling it. Milling in the motherfucking game and fuck shit up. I don't care what a man do in the world. There always be a fucking champ coming in the game and fuck some punk. And you went on.
What you call him, a champ?
A champ. Come in the game and fuck the game up. Look at any game that exists in the world today. Always be a kid, get in the game, want to be in a grown man game and fuck the game up. That's what he do. By calling him a goddamn punk out as a win.
Hey, Jay, didn't you tell me a punk out as a win if you receive
one? Not here.
I asked Jay Bond that, too.
A punk out is not a win.
That's a win by default.
You got some money.
If I showed up to race you and you didn't show up to race, shit, that's a win.
That's a win by default.
I moved to the next slot. When you didn't show up at the house last couple weeks ago and you didn't make the call, I moved to the next spot. I won.
That was on a shootout.
Y'all had shit locked in for that.
Damn sure
we did. But I'm just saying the same thing. If I show up to race you,
No, you said the house was hooked. You said when he couldn't make the call.
I was just giving that as an example because I beat Bud Naked that round. I beat him that round in the shootout.
How the hell you beat me that round?
How you beat him that round so he couldn't make the call?
That motherfucker want to win.
Hey,
J-Ball, you got that song in your QJ. All I want to do is win. Play that song for that motherfucker.
Hold up, D. 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 Didn't I win then, D? Did I
hell
win or
no.
not?
No, you didn't win.
I'm asking D. D, did I win or not?
What you want?
I said, Butt Naked pulled me in the shootout. He didn't make the call. His car was hurt. Did I win that race or not?
He won by default.
Hey, man, first and foremost, that ain't even a grudge race, man. A grudge
That's
race.
A shootout,
we ain't talking
That's
no
a
damn
shootout.
Grudge race.
I said again, the rules for grudge racing of the year truly should have been more clear than what they are. And I'm hoping
it
that
was
you
clear.
Be
they told everybody at the bank. It was clear.
Man,
it
sound like a little ass kid, man. He crying about Duck Goose, man.
It could never be clear when you call him Punk Out's wins and you taking two cars, which average 4.8 wins per car, when you do the math on your win-loss ratio. It could never be clear to you. If it was, you wouldn't be calling yourself Grudge Race of the Year. If you do the math on your win loss record, you have 4.8 wins.
Okay, whatever you talking about, man. I don't know the bullshit you talking about. What I'm trying to tell you is, I went to Jay and I asked Jay all these questions that you going against Jay on. Jay is the motherfucker to put this shit together.
I'm not going against Jay. Jay just told you a lot of that shit
to get you to the races so you can show up and get some action.
No,
that's all
he told me what it was.
He told you that to get you to the home.
I was going to go anyway.
He's
going
to get you to the track. You were wrong.
Now, what I want to tell you, D. When I was grudging these cars and racing these people, grudge race of the year never crossed my mind, man. I was just going to race. Watch. Next year, you'll see the same thing.
Don't say that.
Wait,
don't say that.
Don't say that. You think when I ran Cole Killer and I ran Turbo 10 that I was thinking about grudge race of the year?
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many wins have you won by Punk Out?
About 18.
Okay, well, you know.
You got everything written down, man.
A lot of people would consider that won by default. There wasn't no hand-to-hand combat.
Right. I know a win by default is a win, ain't it?
Yeah, it's considered a win, but it's not no win by hand-to-hand combat. When I'm talking about hand-to-hand combat, it's both of y'all making a trip down the track.
Hey, Ken, is you slow or something?
Yes.
No,
I'm finna test.
Well, goddamn, you think I don't know that? You think I know that? Don't know that?
I'm pretty sure you should, though.
I showed up. They didn't. You need to tell the person who didn't show up there. I know
this caller here smart, man. This caller here real smart. He's too smart for wit. He's breaking dang things down.
Math terminology and everything.
Y'all acting slow
with this shit, man.
Man, that punk out the insurance. That punk hat is to ensure that you're going to be there and race a man.
Is this something wrong with that, brother?
That other bullshit ain't right. What you're doing with
it. When you play it, goddamn it, it ensure you get fucked up.
Well, let me tell you something. When we came down with that South Carolina, I don't pay him punk out. He don't pay me punk out. We didn't count them at no motherfucking win. Them ain't no win. I got them standing by your word that you're going to be there to a race. If something happens, hey, you paid the punk out. That's all it is. There ain't no goddamn win. Come on, now. Be real.
Ma'am. Hello?
Yeah, the phone got mighty quiet in.
I'm on the motherfucking phone. I ain't off no motherfucking phone.
Oh, there you
are. Hey, wait. Get off that shit that you say you on tonight, boy. Get off that. Put that shit down, boy.
Hey, boy, nigga, man. Look, man, I can't have a default acting slow, man. I know that's a win by default. I ain't see it.
That's not no win by default. It's not a win either way it goes. That's not a win. You just got
that's
some money. That's little money.
That's little money. You didn't get no money from little money.
Hell, I got what you could bet me. That's all I can do. I can't make you go in your pocket.
That's all you wanted to bet. You said little money. I said, cool. I said,
now, let me tell you something.
You
let me tell you
money.
Something.
I said,
let me tell you something. No. Swear on your old lady and your kid. That's all I want to be. I asked you for more. Swear, man. I'm going to catch you in the line.
You asked me for 1,100. That's what you said.
No, I asked you what you want to be. You said 1,000. I said, you can't go no more than you said, no. I said, well, I got an extra 100 to make it 1,100. You said, all right, I'll do that.
Man,
come on,
I,
man. Don't say that.
I could have went more than that if I wanted to.
Well, you know what? I like the money. I like the win. That's what the game was about. But with you, personally, that was more about the win with me. Fuck the money.
It cool with me, but nigga, it cool. You won. You beat me. Just like when you didn't make the round, I'm finna gamble you some more. I'm gonna ask you one. Well, put another.
Let me ask you this.
Huh?
You going to ball the race?
Yes.
Okay.
I already told you.
Okay.
You want to sit by King Kong, bring whatever the fuck you want to bring. And I'm going to run you for whatever the fuck you want to run for. You call it.
I'm bringing another 29 Tycoon Max. Sit just like.
No, 29. I'll bring your motherfucking car.
That's what I'm do.
If I bring my car,
you can't be like that now. You bring
your
car.
Hold up, Timo. You shut the fuck up when grown folks talk.
You
do that?
You can't be like
can
that.
Can you do
man.
That? Can you shut the fuck up and go out and talk?
Because I'm grown.
You're getting
the
wrong for business. You're getting the wrong for business. Now, if you want to get all the way in the business, you bring your ugly ass up there, and we'll show you what happens when one fuck getting wrong for business.
I'm going to fuck the predator up for you.
I just want to know why in the hell I can bring a 29 car nitrous, and you tell me it got to be my car. Why in the hell is that? What's wrong?
You talking about motherfucking money.
What's wrong with that picture?
Because you talk too motherfucking much.
Let me tell you
that's
something,
why.
Boy. That's going to be right before criminal. That was right before criminal right there. I laid my dick on your back down there in Macon. When I come down that Florida, you're going to have some fucking, you have some motherfucking chin in that, bitch. Don't put my dick in your mouth this time.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay.
That's what I'm gonna do for you, homie.
Hey, Jay, can he call me back? Jay.
But next.
Jay E. Yeah, keep moving.
Hey, but
next. So much dick in him, he's dying on two, gonna feel it, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, but
next. Your motherfucker gonna have some goddamn chin in it this goddamn time.
Hey, but
next. You had him on the back.
Hey, but next. You on the board, but next.
No, man, I'm going to get off the phone now. We're going to go to the movie.
Okay. Oh. Nah, I'm going to get Jay to call me back. I got to switch batteries on his phone. I know it's probably too late to get on the show. Back on call back.
Man, you got to switch batteries.
Hold up, bud, nigga. You asking too many motherfucking questions now. I said I got to swap batteries.
Damn. All right. Do you
home?
Hey. I ain't on the board. Hey. If you can't get back in, call my phone. I'm on here. I ain't gonna be on that much longer.
I'm finna call you then. I'm finna call you next.
All right. I'm still put my dick in your mouth though.
Just put a motherfucker back on me. Motherfucker. What's your number too?
You know my number, bitch. We just talked the other day, you motherfucking hoe. Quit playing.
I know.
don't let him get your blood pressure up, Whit.
I'm trying to think of this man's number. Hey, Ken, man, you ain't straight, man.
Ken, well, what you talking about, man?
Okay, he told the truth. He told the truth.
New Lord. I was voting Ken in for the new lawyer. We was going to fight tight, man, and let Ken stop being a lawyer. But I changed my mind.
Oh, man.
I changed my goddamn mind, Ken.
Don't be like that, Wish.
I'm going to be like that. Let me be your lawyer, Wish.
I can't believe you're going around 29 months.
You're all against me. You're against me, dude.
I'm not against you, Wish. Yeah, y'all my guys. You, Mark, Bobby Cole, y'all my guys, man. But I just got to vote the way I see it.
I
can't believe you want to run another 29 tackle to sit like you. That bullshit.
I'm going
to
call you, but.
Well, call me, motherfucker. You's a weak bitch,
but
too. Nigga. I just want to tell you.
But, nigga, you too hard on Wick, man.
The problem is most of the time he run another car that got the same size tire and he usually lose.
Yeah. Every time.
That's
every time. Never freeze.
Well, they saying anybody that runs what he got, he can't stand in front of them.
My goddamn man, they got his shit. They should have it together now. He been down for a while too.
Did Wick win against Turbo Tim?
Yeah.
Turbo Tim didn't make the trip.
His car broke on the line.
Okay.
It depends on which race. Hey, a Turbo Tim when they're in Montgomery, Turbo Tim win. When they're in Holly Springs, Wick win.
Oh, y'all didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on where they're at. Now, every time they're in Montgomery, Turbo Tim win.
Wick don't win too many races outside of his dungeon over there.
Oh, man.
That's a tense situation there, boy.
Idiot.
You got to race and win every goddamn race. That's not at your goddamn home, champ.
So, in other words, what y'all saying is when Wick leave home, goddamn it, his ass is out. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Hey, Jay, that created a problem with Wick, man. If that be so, because that means all his traveling going to be losses.
They're
going to have to tighten up their program, that's for sure. I mean, they got to make them motherfuckers. They got to be able to do what they do everywhere. You can't just be bad at one or two tracks.
Oh, you mean tell me Wick driver only can tune to Holly Springs?
They like
to leave a message, dial the number of the person you're calling.
I don't say what
it can or
can't do. I'm just saying what's been done this year. I mean, most of the wins been in Holly Springs. I mean, that's just fact.
We need to get
Kimo.
He can defend himself, man.
Kimo, they like that dungeon, man.
I hear.
Wick want the advantage of every goddamn race that it is. He want to have the tire advantage. He want to have the better car advantage. That shit ain't what the hell it goddamn be. Run a man that's in your class sometimes.
But I want to know that everybody pick up on this shit that I said earlier. Didn't y'all hear the motherfucker say, he said, I guess he told Biz or said on another show that he was going to run me with the 28-inch tire cars and all that. But soon I tell what I'm going to do to him, don't cry about what car will put on you. Did y'all hear what was that me?
No,
I want y'all to get Wick back on the line, but I don't want y'all to be talking about Wick behind the back.
I heard it too, DJ.
Yeah, you heard it, didn't you?
Yep.
He already recanted. The car ain't even ready yet. He already recanted.
Yeah, I'm back,
motherfuckers.
Right.
What's up?
You back with?
Yeah, I'm back, motherfucker.
We need to bring you back up to speed, motherfucker.
Yeah.
See, if you are listening to what Wick saying, it's easy to pick up. Wick is not saying he's the winningest racer. He said he's the racingest racer.
I agree with that. I am the winningest racer. Other than Cole Killer, I won more than Cole Killer.
I'm
finna lie before your case, and then you go mess it up again, man. Be quiet.
Yeah, you can't.
Listen,
you can't defend them in court of Cole Killer, Rich. You can't defend now. One of the motherfuckers in the Cole Killer card.
You're a motherfucking liar.
Which one?
You said what? What you say? I didn't hear you.
I said, which car can you compare to deal with? I mean, I'm trying to say, what car you say you compare to what Cole Killer got?
Goddamn King Kong, motherfucker. We done ran turbos, every goddamn thing.
What's King Kong record this year, Wick? What's King Kong record this year?
What's King Kong record this year? It ain't 8-0, I can tell you that. It ain't 8-0, goddamn.
Yeah, don't compare. That's what he's saying. If it's not
what's King Kong record versus cars that sit on 29s or 315? What's King Kong record with that?
No.
Yeah, I can't think.
What's King Kong record that car that sit on 315s with big blocks in them?
Shit. I don't know. Shit.
King Kong the one about, I think King Kong the one about 8 and the loss about 4, I think. Live action beat King Kong. Cole Killer beat King Kong
twice.
That name
twice.
You again.
They beat you twice.
Cole Killer could beat King Kong once. I said shit. No,
he beat
Candy Kane once. Big ball factor beat Cole King Kong twice. I think.
But nigga beat King Kong.
Yeah, but nigga beat King Kong. Yeah.
That's right, you motherfucker. You say the bit for lag. I'm pissed at that ass.
So where? So who have you beat with a big name out there?
Shit, I beat Dunye, I beat CC, I beat Dunye twice. I beat CC, I beat Turbo.
CC got a small block. CC got a small block.
I beat DJ Grant.
I beat, yeah, shut the fuck up, Kimo. Hey. I'm just saying who you beat with Kong that's got a big name.
I just told you, motherfucker.
Dunye.
Dunye.
CC. DJ Grant.
He got a small block.
DJ is a small block.
What
I mean,
he got?
DJ is a small block.
I don't give a fuck what he got. Turbo Tim. I don't give a fuck what he got. You said with a big
small
name.
Block.
Tony Bynes. You said with a big name. You didn't say with no fucking small block. Y'all some dumb motherfuckers on this show.
Well,
no,
now, listen now. Now, I got to take Rick's side on that one. You didn't say what size block. You said with a name.
Wait a minute. I asked him, who has he beat with a big name that fits that have a big block and with 29?
Tony Bynes, Dunye, CC. Tony Bynes, Dunye,
CC.
Yeah, Tony.
Hey, I don't give a damn what he had on there. He had a big block with nice and shit.
CC small block, if I
was
recall.
Man, we ain't going through all that bullshit, Kimo. Who you to race? Nobody. So, damn, that's good stats for you.
Wick, I stay in my lane. If you got a big block, I don't think I'm supposed to be fooling with you.
Hey, Wick, let me ask you something.
I see what Kimo talking about.
So if you go down your street when you were a little boy and jump on a goddamn 7-year-old, And you 12, but you won't go to jump on a 16-year-old and you 12.
Yeah.
I see what he's saying.
Yeah, if a 7-year-old get the fuck out of line, he get knocked the fuck out just like a 20-year-old. Same
okay, I see what he's saying. But look at me. When I came out, I went up. Got out. I didn't go down. I went up. You remember that, boy?
One thing about the grudge game, D. You got to run anybody that'll run you. This shit here is hard to do.
That's a lie.
Hey, Wick. Now I'm on your side this time. Now you singing to me. I know
that's why I'm talking to you because you on my side. That's why I'm talking to you. But it's hard to get a grudge race. It's hard to get a grudge race, D. So I run anybody that'll run me. That's the only thing I do.
I'm gonna call it fair, Wick. I have to call it fair. I mean, you had a good year, but like I said earlier, Wick, if you do it in a mathematical, which every profession out there, when it comes down to MVPs and trophies that are given out, they're done on a mathematical term. And
right,
when we break it down mathematically, each according to what you gave me, you get 4.8 wins per car. That don't match up to Cold Killer being a perfect year.
But you never did say nothing about Cold
Killer. Ali sometimes is right for once a year, but he had to make it.
I didn't race for 12. He done raced 5 months.
But wait, listen to what I'm saying. Sometimes Ali didn't fight but one fight a year, but he was a champion because he knocked out that contender. You was the number one contender. You that? It's a difference being a number one contender and being a champion.
But you didn't put them stats in. The man ain't raced for 5 months.
Okay,
it don't matter if he raced 5 months, 5 years. When
he came out
undefeated. He undefeated.
Look how much he did. Look how much he did in those 5 months. When I was 6-0 when the year began, so if I would have tried
to win,
it's 6-0. It's 6-0. Would that would have been cool? Would that would have been cool?
Hold on. Let me add a stack then. You say he raced 5 months and he 8-0, right? 5 times 8 is 4. That means he's 140%.
Hey, D. We ain't gonna go through all that. We're gonna nominate Witt as the MVR, most valuable racer.
When the year started, I just should have shut down right then and did me two more for the race.
It'll be a good thing if you do win Grudge Race of the Year. It'll be a good thing if Killer wins Grudge Race. I think both of y'all have phenomenal years. I mean,
I want Wick to win, man.
This from the heart right here. If Killer win it, couldn't a better man won it. I promise you, for real.
Man, stop being a politician.
No, I'm serious. That's a good...
I don't know the shit he do.
I mean, the only thing I really want to hear from Tony Bynum. I hadn't heard Tony Bynum give his stats. I want to hear his stats.
Shit, they're gonna be a lot.
Jay Bond gave enough for the stats. DJ, what he say, was 0-15 from the start of the season.
I told you he's going to say 115. Right now, he's 115.
Can somebody get Tony on the phone, man? I would love to just hear what his stats are. I just want to know.
Man, we kiss Tony Bynum in that hammer cock again. We're going to gap his ass again.
Jay gave it never. He said he was 0-15 from the start of
Tony
season.
Tony Bynum
locked in the run live action in Florida now.
Man, them folks going to blow Tony Bynum's ass off. Now, I ain't going to lie. Tony Bynum's lucky no motherfucker. He's fucking around getting lucky no more. Tony Bynum's lucky no motherfucker.
I don't know where that is.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask a question. Who are some of the bad motherfuckers that gonna be down there in Florida on 29? Nah, I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow. I ain't talk to him about coming down there. I'm gonna ask him.
We're gonna
reset the grudge game. We're gonna let this motherfucker come down there and fuck up some shit. In the motherfucker on 29. and he don't got no W. He got 29-10-5 still.
Tim, come on, man. Is you talking about that black Camaro?
I'm not talking. Didn't I tell you earlier it was a Mustang motherfucker?
Oh, approach. Well, yeah, come on, man. Fuck it.
He nice. He ain't got no Pro Charger. He nice.
That, tell me that motherfucking coma looking at the car.
The what name?
Yeah, that car there. It's cool. Bring the motherfucker. We're
what
going
car
right.
You talking about? I didn't hear you.
That car you tried to put on me in Alabama that day.
What car?
Some old goddamn car you said you going to make them run me. Fuck it. I don't care what kind of car it is. They're
Let me talk to him tomorrow. We'll see. I gotta get him about two races locked in. I'm gonna talk to him. I'm gonna get two races locked in down there for December. Yeah, we'll run. I'm coming to Florida to race. All right. I'm gonna run at least five times in Florida. I'm gonna do five grudge races in Florida.
Don't mean nothing if you lose all five.
That's oh, motherfucker oh, going
oh,
out with a bang.
Hold on, Kimo. I want to ask you a question, Kimo. Now, if somebody you can't race unless somebody beside you, man.
That's true.
Somebody got to be on the side of you for you to race, Kimo. So you got to win or lose. Somebody gonna win or lose, Kimo.
Yeah, but win.
I might be the loser. I don't know. That's
but
a chance you take when you grow.
All I'm saying is for you to top that, for you to top it, you got to race a quality opponent.
That's all I race is quality opponents. I ain't know. That's all I race. Everybody I don't race is quality opponents. Except you.
You ain't race me. By the time I race
right.
you, I'll be quality opponent. By the time you,
no,
I raise
no,
your no. quality opponent.
No. See, you said, hey, I'm calling you a quality opponent now. I hadn't raised you.
Yeah. I got a problem with that. Anybody you raise is quality opponent.
Though. Yeah. Anybody
you,
race
you,
quality
you thought butt naked wasn't nothing until you put a dick on your back.
No, I ain't know about nothing, but now you're wrong about that when I put my eye on his car.
Oh. What that was?
I said when I put my eye on your car, that's when I thought you.
Hey, wait. Let me ask you this. Remember that night you was in Montgomery, my transmission tore up after the raid, really, right before the raid really was over. We were back down shooting the shit at my trailer with the guys, everybody with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up?
Do you remember that guy that was loud mouth about went in here, Holly Spring, it? He ain't never heard of Holly Spring. Had on that green shirt, or you don't remember?
I don't know. No, I probably don't remember.
Y'all get a video from DJ Nim and see it. Man, somebody killed my homeboy, man.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody shot him on him at the house. Goddamn, time he went out the door, they goddamn shot him in the temple.
Yeah, that's the one you were talking about. Yeah, I remember when you were talking about. Yeah, when he was rude to you. He was one of your fans.
He's a good dude, man. But they better be glad. I told his brother there. I said, man, the friendly beard today. I said, boy, my car will fix it. I go get that motherfucking bag up to the church door and do a bun out like a motherfucker. Let it smell tie smoke one more time. That joker loves some racing, boy.
Yeah,
I ran all of my old folks up out that goddamn church with that tie smoke.
Yeah, they would have been mad, but, you know, we done did it at a couple of guys' funeral. We did some burnouts and stuff.
Yeah, we did too. Big John.
Yeah. That's Big June. That was one of the guys we missed. Let's see, Big June race. He raced.
Yep.
He raced.
Bet he did.
Yeah. Win or lose, Big June going to get up there and run you, man.
Well, I'm letting y'all know. If something happened to me and I die, and y'all motherfuckers going to come at my funeral and do a butt out somebody, I'm going to hunt the hell out of all y'all.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you now. I'm hunting the hell out of you.
I'm going to come to your funeral and lay my dick on your calf.
You're a little outfall here, motherfucker. You here, boy.
Yeah.
Let's see the motherfucker see.
Did y'all hear that motherfucker
there? Somebody if I die, he's going to come down to my funeral and lay his dick on my casket. The boy is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Hey, Wick. Hey, Wick. They're going to be the only way you get to lay your dick on my goddamn anything, boy. It's on my catch me when I die. Long as I got breath,
yeah,
me, I'm going to keep fucking you.
Hey,
well,
you, know what,
though, Wick? You might be winning, winning that Grudge Race of the Year because you stay on this show talking about it. Everybody know you want that motherfucker.
I ain't talking about it. I just be hearing y'all talk about it. I'm on the show because I'm trying to get on the show.
The money. For what?
I'm trying to lock the races in. Y'all talking about the Grudge Race.
Talking about them.
I done already won the motherfucker. So, okay, can do but 8 races. How the fuck you gonna get a Grudge Race out of here? 8 races.
There you go again. He's talking about it, man.
Y'all leave Will alone, man.
That goddamn Will, he's going to lay a dick on my cat. You motherfucker, you.
He set out to win that motherfucker, didn't he?
That would be the only thing he can lay a dick on anything.
Hey, Timo, when you won Fake the Year, didn't you set out to win it?
Yeah. No. I just was awarded that, but. You know, I took it because a motherfucker thought that much about me to go buy me a plate. You goddamn right, I took that motherfucker.
Right. You deserved it, didn't you deserve it?
Take it from.
No. I didn't deserve it because I was catching problems with my car. It wasn't like I wouldn't have went in Grudge
right.
Race. You know, to really be honest for. Fake ass motherfucking Grudge Racer. See, a fake motherfucker don't come and pay his debt or nothing. That's a fake motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? When I knew I couldn't make it down there, I flew right in and paid everybody I owed something. See, a fake ass motherfucker wouldn't have paid them shit, paid them no attention.
Yeah, you're right about that, though.
About Rock Wayne.
I ain't said no name. Who said that? y'all do know Wayne probably on this show.
Wayne have paid me my fuck up. If I ain't beat you, either you done beat me, I done beat you, I done got block of you. I mean, that's everybody, every good way. Except, you know, them pro mods and shit. Cause I got some lock up from you. Then keep. Well, I got a bet. I bet that you weren't gonna race. $200 that you weren't gonna race.
You bet me $100, but it rained. See, and I shouldn't have paid because we had the weather started. The I could, you know what I'm saying. I
you
had no control over.
You had a chance of racing. You just didn't race.
Nah. When we was in the stadium, it started raining.
I think it was $200 though, Keith. Well, it wasn't no $100.
No, it was $100. I gave it to BET. Yeah, his little ass there.
Okay. I told you weren't going to raise, though.
But I'm going to get all that back when I run that Predator. I'm going to get that back with interest.
You want to run the Predator, huh?
Yeah, I got a small block.
You say you don't ask for big blocks. Predator's a big block.
Oh, shit. I better think about that then.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I run Kong if you run out. You let me give me the break out that back door. I run you with Kong.
Oh, I'm going to ask you a question. You ever gave me anything?
I'm trying to give you something. You give me the break. I mean, you let me get up out of there. Yeah, give me a break. I'm trying to give you something. It'll be the first thing I ever gave you. May not be the last thing, but it'll be the first thing.
You ain't never gave me no. When you give me something, I'll give you something.
Yeah, I'm trying to give you some action.
I get plenty of that. I get plenty of action.
You might think you can catch me.
Hey, why don't you run SBO for motherfucker? I don't have him.
I don't run class races. Run
DJ Grant when he get ready.
DJ ain't ready.
I said, well, you ain't ready. You ain't ready. I said, when he get ready. You ain't ready anyway because your transmission still worked on.
Yeah, I can say that.
I don't know why it takes 6 months to make a hourglass.
Yes, I don't for a minute. I'm up now. All right, I'm cool though, man. All right.
Leroy.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. God damn it, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man.
Hey, what's up, Leroy?
Hey, Wick, everybody, what's going on, man? I fucked around in those for a minute, man, but I'm back, goddamn. I heard
Wick
talking about waving his dick on somebody. I said, goddamn,
these
boy cut up on
his talk. Oh, man, that was Wick talking about putting his dick on butt neck casket.
Butt neck,
what
the fuck, butt neck?
Is that
nigga in
the past?
I don't know.
Hell no, I ain't got them pads. They're going to be on 10 to get us for the dick on anything if I die. Long as I got breath in that bitch, I've never laid dick nowhere.
So long as you got all crazy butt neck.
You goddamn right. Nah, I'm gonna beat you butt neck. I'm gonna beat you.
You ain't gonna beat me, homie.
No.
Hey,
so one day, if me and you had to track, we had a quarter mile track. I run King Kong got that back though. Yeah, that's I try that.
Nah, come on. Yeah,
I do that, man.
Hell yeah, I do that. You run King Kong out the back, though?
Yeah, I think I got a fighting chance with the turbo going out the back.
When you want to do that, man? You want to do that in Florida?
Nah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it when you come up here. You say you come in one of little Tony's race.
Yeah, I might not bring King Kong up there, now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, we down south at a quarter mile track, and me and you on the same premises. Yeah, we gonna try that.
When I come up to the Latona race, I'm bringing some shit up there.
Yeah, you told us that. You told us that you were doing that at another race with Candy Cane.
What? Hey, I'm gonna tell you this right here. They ain't gonna keep on. I bet you they ain't gonna keep hollering Candy Cane though. I bet you they.
Nah, they changed it to Sweet Thigh instead of Candy.
Whatever it is, I bet you won't lock in with that motherfucker. I bet you can't get no motherfuckers locked in with it in Holly Springs.
God damn, which y'all only can win races over in Holly Springs.
Well, no, I'm just saying I can get to it real quick right now over there. I know I ain't gonna bring it to Florida. Like I said, we can get into it quick. I just got a test.
They said you better not bring that car out of Holly Springs.
I am next year. I ain't gonna bring it out this year. I'm gonna bring it out next year.
Oh.
I'm gonna bring it anywhere they want me to bring it. They want me to bring it anywhere they want me to bring it next year. I'm gonna bring it.
Well, fellas, I'm finna get ready to get off of here. I'm just gonna tell y'all, nice talking to y'all, hearing from y'all guys. Y'all keep standing up and keep living and hold it down.
Hey, Budnick.
Hey, Budnick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You going to the show to see Fast Man 2?
Yeah.
Don't you come out of that goddamn show. Don't you come out of that crying and shit, man. I know how sensitive you is.
Somebody said something about that shit today. I don't know nothing about no crying.
And
they said, I don't know. I'm
going to
check it out.
You will be. I know you stop and get you a handkerchief
or something. A roll of paper towel.
Yep. Nah, I ain't going to need none of that. Yep. All right, then, fellas. Y'all be easy. I'm gone.
All right.
Don't be crying, but Nick.
Hey, with BC, time shout?
Yeah, he get out in March, I think.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he get out in March. He got something coming out too, boy.
Oh, I kind of figured he would. Shit, it ain't no motherfucking secret.
Yes, sir.
He can't wait to get there hit the streets.
Yes, sir. Yes, thanks for coming.
That's going to add another one to my
To the camp, huh? I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I ain't gonna like this shit.
Y'all gonna be something like John Force now.
We gonna be unstoppable, I can tell you that.
I hear you.
We're gonna be a wrecking to fuck with. I ain't gonna push you like that.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't with a mother.